Hi, and thank you so much for calling customer service here at Omex Health. My name is Shani. Can I start by getting your zip code to pull up your account, please?
15009.
15009?
Correct.
Okay, and what's the first and last name on the account?
Nancy Nash.
Okay, and I'm locating your account now. All right. Thank you, Ms. Nash. I do have the account here. Can you verify your address for me?
It is 7 East Street, Beaver, PA. Excuse me, 15009.
All right. I do have the account pulled up here where you were receiving the 2-month subscription of the Omex Ultra Pure.
Mm-hmm.
And how can I help you?
Well, that was ordered. And on the 14th, I received my shipment and opened it up, took my capsules, and the smell was atrocious. It was absolutely terrible, but I took them anyways, thinking, oh, you know, I'll just take these. And the smell was so bad, I had to call. Because I've ordered these from Omex for years now. And I said, you know, is this normal that they smell that bad? I've never had this happen. And they said, oh no, throw those away and we will reorder. I said, okay, fine. So today I thought about it. I thought, oh my goodness, I wonder why those were, you know, never reshipped, never delivered. So I called and here, they were never even shipped out. My order was never shipped. And here I've been waiting. So when I had talked to the girl, I had told her, I said, she said, well, we'll send this shipment out to you. I said, no. I said, just refund my money.
Okay. And I'm showing she did issue a full refund for your $59.95 that you were billed. And she issued that refund for you today.
Okay, but I had said to her, what was the card number? Because I've used 2 card numbers.
Okay, the last card that was billed. Is going to be the MasterCard ending in 6561.
Okay, I am asking, can you use my bank? I think it's 7074.
7074.
I used that too. I've used both.
Okay, I have that card on file, but it's not the card that we billed that payment to. So the $59.99 that you were billed on the 2nd of January, that's the card that it came from. So therefore, that's where the refund is going to go to.
Okay. Now, the only problem with that is, as I was talking to her, it dawned on me, that account is going to be closed.
Okay. When did the account get closed? Are you still with the card issuer or the bank?
I'm with the bank, but the 6561, that account is going to be closed.
Okay. You have a new card for that?
No.
Particular account? Is the account already closed as of now?
No, they have not closed it yet.
Okay. If you could give them a call to let them know that there is a refund that's about to come back that was issued today, so that way they'll recognize that refund and get those funds back to your account.
What account?
To the actual account itself instead of the card. Is it a credit card?
Yes.
Okay, so instead
it's
of the
Citi
50
card that I did it on.
Right, so it's going to go back to your Citi account instead of the Citi card, being that you're about to cancel the card. Just call them, give them a heads up to let them know that you were billed on the 2nd and we issued a refund today on the 1st of February. So that refund normally takes about 3 to 5 business days to get back to the card itself, but just give them a heads up to let them know that that refund is coming back so that way they can credit that. Being that you've already paid it.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't know how fast they'll do that. And I'm just concerned that in the meantime, it's going to be closed out.
Either way, even if the account is opened or closed, when they recognize a refund trying to come back to that card, they'll get it back into your account. But just in case, just call them to give them a heads up to let them know to be looking out for it within the next couple of days.
Yeah, but what I am saying is I really don't want it to be credited to that account.
Right, but we can
be closed.
The only way we can credit it back is going to have to go back to the card that was billed, and we billed that specific card, so we can't put the refund on a different card that we didn't charge.
Couldn't do it.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Now, had we charged a different card, then yes, ma'am, we could have put it on. We have to put it towards the card that was charged.
Charged on, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it was on the 9th. I have my statement.
Okay.
January the 9th is when it was billed. That's what I have here. I have my statement.
Would you still like that reshipment out for you? Because I can get that taken care of for you, no problem.
No, thank you. Do you know, I mean, it was supposed to be shipped out on the 14th. They said they would reorder it for me. And I've been waiting, and today it just dawned on me. I said, I better call and see where that shipment is. And she said, well, it was never reordered. I said, no, I go. And it's a shame because I've been dealing with you folks for a long time now.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I'd be willing to go ahead and get that out for you. And I do apologize about that. But it's not a problem for me to get that shipped out for you if you'd like.
No, that's what they said on the 14th of January and never received it. Okay. Now, for the check, now, what kind of a check is this going to be? I'm sorry to be so.
No, ma'am.
What
type of a check?
Confusion. Yeah. What's your form? Just a check? Does it have OMAX on it or your company name or?
What do you mean as
my
far
as refund? If I get it, if I accept the check.
Okay. Now the refund is going to go back electronically to the account that was billed.
Oh, so what happened to the check?
No, if for whatever reason we can't get it back to that account, that's when they'll issue a check. But we haven't gotten to that stage yet, and hopefully we don't. That's why I'm advising you, being that the account is still open, it's possible the refund is already in there. We just have to advise you about 3 to 5 business days before you receive your refund. And also giving your credit card company a heads up as far as that refund coming back to the account for you.
Okay, but then you cannot just, instead of going putting a credit through the city card, you cannot just mail me my refund.
No, ma'am. Being that she did go ahead and issue the refund electronically, we have to make sure that it goes back to the card first. That's 3 to 5 business days. If it's not returned back to the card, then we'll verify with the bank that they have not received that refund, and then a check would be issued.
Okay.
But we haven't gotten to that stage yet, and hopefully we don't. Hopefully we'll be able to go ahead and get that back to your account.
Okay. I hope so soon because it is going to close. So. That's right. Yeah, I thought, oh, my goodness, I forgot about that. I said, the account's going to be closed anyway. $59 is going to be credited. So I don't know what they would do.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the money. I don't know.
No, ma'am. They'll get that money back to the account. And again, if they don't receive that, that's when we'll go upon issuing a check. But hopefully we won't get to that stage.
How will I know that? Do I have to keep calling them and saying?
No, you just double check your account. If you don't see it within the next 3 to 5 business days, give them a call and verify with them that they have not received that refund, and then give us a call back, and then that's when we can start the check process.
Okay, because they won't be sending me out another statement because they just sent me one.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, ma'am, you can give them a call. Today is Monday, So you should be receiving your refund sometime this week. If you don't receive your refund at least by Friday, Monday at the latest, give us a call back.
Okay. Okay. Which I really don't care to do because it is so much to go through your system with your operators. I mean, they're nice, but I mean, you were the only one who truly understood and
Well, in the event that you do have to call back, if you would like to request me personally, if I'm available, they can get you transferred to me.
Okay. That would be great.
And my name is Shaney, and I do spell that Shaney.
Okay. And just, do you have an extension at all?
I don't have a direct extension. They can just get to me. They can just transfer you over.
Okay. Very good. Well, Shaney, thank you so very much.
Okay, it was my pleasure.
Your time and trying to explain this to me, and so very unfortunate.
Yes, ma'am, but we'll make sure we get you taken care of. It's just going to be a little bit of a process that I hope will be speedy.
Thank you so very much. Have a good day.
You as well, Ms. Nash, and thank you so much for calling on Max Health.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.